we have had the greatest number of applications in our history. And when you consider that in the year 2000, we had more than 1,000 students, and now we have 630, but we have more applicants this year than we had then for that larger program. It's coming up to the 3,000 level.
What do you attribute the growth in applications to?
Well, we've had a very concerted effort to visit all of the major American schools in person and to be recruiting from important world conservatories. It's suitable for our theme of travel. We'll have kids from as many as 43 different countries this summer.
The theme for 2015 is the dreams of travel. What will be part of that?
This is music inspired by encounters with other cultures, first of all, so other kinds of music. A great example would be Debussy hearing the gamelan, Balinese music, for the first time in Paris in the late 19th century, and it totally changed his music, the sound of the Indonesian music. Or Spanish music and its effect on French music as well, or Tchaikovsky's Dreams of Italy. Many of his great works, he described himself as my dreams of the South. So there is that, sometimes imaginary travel, sometimes real travel. And it's a very, I think, attractive theme. It's also a very easy theme because it's not a lot of hard work to listen to this. A good example would be we're opening the first Sunday concert with Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, the quintessential piece about travel. And we're closing with Ravel's Scheherazade, which is the same story, but very different music.
So the music will transport the audience around the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What will be sort of the capstone performance?
Well, I always refuse to answer that question. Because every single day has something exciting to us and important to us. But I would venture that our production of Aida on August 7th, that is going to be with the Colorado Symphony Chorale. And so that's our choral work of the season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcy.